In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. From the Gospel of today, from St. Luke chapter 4. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And I will focus only on this verse about then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And we know that, and as we listen today to the Gospel, it was written, and we talk about the three temptations of Jesus Christ when on the mountain. And to focus more on that, why Jesus Christ had this temptation and he defeated. It's only because the first verse when we said, then Jesus being filled with the Holy Spirit. I will divide the sermon into two parts. The first part, it is small when we try to know about, because yesterday, we celebrate the entry of the Lord Jesus Christ to Egypt, and I will explain a little bit in this one, and then going to a small meditation on the Holy Spirit and how we filled by the Holy Spirit and what the consequences of filled by the Holy Spirit. The first part we celebrate last before yesterday on Friday, the entry of Lord Jesus Christ to Egypt. From Isaiah 19:1, behold, the Lord rides on the swift cloud and will come into Egypt. The idols of Egypt will totter at his presence, and the heart of Egypt will melt in its midst. And another part from Isaiah 19, which is verse 19. In that day there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar to the Lord at its border. And 19:25, whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, blessed Egypt, my people. Saint John Chrysostom said about the entry of Jesus Christ to Egypt. I will read for you the quote, what Saint John Chrysostom said. When the Lord Christ visited Egypt, all the wilderness transformed and converted to a most beautiful gardens and became a heaven on the earth. And this wilderness, which is full now by the youth and virgins who love their Lord and they live their life, and they were dwelling the desert only because they love Jesus Christ. This wilderness became as a sky with the stars, and more beautiful than sky. By visiting Jesus Christ and the Holy Family visit our land in Egypt, he gave a blessing to Egypt. That's why, as he said exactly, as St. John Chrysostom, the wilderness where it's a sin and there is bad things inside Egypt, Jesus Christ, when he entered to Egypt, he transformed everything bad in Egypt to good. And it's exactly when Jesus Christ entered to somebody, anyone, like if I go to St. Moses the Black, if I see how he was very bad and just Jesus Christ enter inside him, he changed it. That's why when we say that when Jesus Christ entered to Egypt, and I say why, and specific Egypt, he can go to Syria, he can go to Lebanon, he can go anywhere around, he can flee to anywhere, but he chose only Egypt for two things. Number one is to fulfill all the prophecy that prophesies in what is written in the Bible. For example, of Egypt have I called my son. It's written in Hosea, the prophet. And all, when we read in Isaiah, also too, about the swift cloud, which is Saint Mary, and about the pillar, about Saint Mark. And also to give the blessing to this land. If I go to open the Old Testament and to read about Egypt, I will see everything bad in Egypt. For example, if the Bible or the Gospel or all in the Old Testament name Egypt, it's equal sin. if they, it's a symbol of sin. You can imagine that Jesus Christ came to Egypt to transform all the sin, to the bad things, to the good things inside Egypt. You can imagine the source of sin was in Egypt. Now it's a source of in Alexandria, when it was the first century, when we have the school of theology, where St. Mark instituted in Alexandria. The source of creed from Alexandria. You can imagine how Jesus Christ changed the people and changed the land. That's why we have to think about how Jesus, this is what we will say, how we can keep Christ inside me. Also, Jesus Christ stayed in Egypt for 3 years and 11 months. Like, according to our, for example, like our land here in Canada, after 3 years, you have to take the citizenship. I think it's exactly like the same. He took the citizenship of Egyptian. He tried to give like a credit to Egypt. I am Egyptian now, this Jesus Christ. That's why we are very proud that Christ came to our land and he visited also our land. And if I see how he visited, for example, someone is like, he's going, they have a problem in Jerusalem and they have to flee. If I wanted to go to any other country, I have to stay in any, for example, in a place, and I have to stay for a moment or for a time, for example, a year or 2 years. But they didn't do that. If I go to their journey during the 3 years, they come from the east to the west, the north to the south. What is that? Again, from the east to the west, to the north to the south. It's a cross. And they did exactly a cross to bless the land of Egypt. It's exactly like Christ when he go inside someone. And when I'm doing the cross on myself, I protect myself. Jesus Christ, when he entered to the land of Egypt, what he did, he blessed and he protected the land of Egypt. And if I go to the history of Egypt and of the Christianity, I think we have the half of the martyrdoms over the world in Egypt. All over the world, the half of the martyrs from Egypt. That's why we are proud that Jesus Christ came and blessed our land. And I have to ask myself what I have to learn from the story of Jesus Christ when he went to Egypt. Number one, flee. I'm asking how Jesus Christ, he decided to flee from Egypt. However, he could do a lot of miracles. He was fleeing from Herod. But why I have to flee? Why he was fleeing from this man? It's a lesson to flee from the sin. If you are existing in any place and you feel that it's a sin inside, this place is a sin, flee. If there's a discussion between you and between someone else, and you feel that you will fall in sin, flee. It's a concept of fleeing. Don't keep yourself, if for example, if you are staying in anywhere and you have some thought inside your mind, flee from these thoughts and go and do anything else. One concept in the spiritual life, flee from the sin. Flee from the sin. This is the first one, which is flee from the sin. The second lesson we have, you can imagine that when Jesus Christ entered to Egypt, all the idols tottered and fell, which is exactly when I keep a Christ inside me, every single idol inside me will totter. I will fight the sin by Jesus Christ. That's why I go to the second part of the sermon. And I say to every single Sunday during the Apostles' fast, we will take a small part from what is the Holy Spirit. That's why when I go to the Gospel of today, when he said, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. What is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit, I will explain it easily. You can imagine when you go back now to home and there is no electricity. There is no power. There is nothing. I can't go, for example, there is no internet. There is no TV. Nothing. I can't do anything. There is no light. There is no source, for example, it's hot outside. Then inside to be hot too. There is no air condition. I lost every single power inside my home, and I can't use anything. If I go to any, for example, big magazine, they have like a generator, like a backup power, for example. This is exactly what we are doing. In our land, in our life, we lose power a lot outside the church. We're losing power. We're losing power because we are using different things, not spiritual. We are working, we're doing a lot of things, and sometimes we forget that God is present. Then I lose power. Then I have to go back again to take this power. And how to fill myself by power? This is exactly when Saint John the Baptist, he said that to the people, you have to repent in first, and Jesus Christ will come and he will baptize you by the Holy Spirit. Then in first, I have to repent. I can't go to myself and say, I will fill by the Holy Spirit, and I didn't repent before. That's why it's very important to know from where I fell. That's why this is what exactly I have to know from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is like a power, and the power and electricity that I'm using usually every day. For example, if I go to the work, and someone else, for example, like he tried to fight me, or he doing bad things, for example, against me. If I have no power of electricity, or if I have no power from the Holy Spirit, I will fight against him. I will be angry. Then I have no source of power inside me from the Holy Spirit. That's why what will happen? I will be very angry, and I will fight him against him. I will fight. Or I go back to my home. I'm very tired. And my kids do it noisy. I can't afford and I can't support that. I can't endure all this noise. Huzzah! There is no power of electricity. There is no power of the Holy Spirit inside me. I have to know what is exactly the weakness point inside me. And I have to go back to God and raise my hand, my heart, and say, okay, this is my weaknesses in my life. And I wanted to remove it. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to work inside me. I'm asking the Holy Spirit to work inside me. That's why, for example, to be filled by the Holy Spirit, for example, how to fill from the beginning of the day, and we said that before, in the beginning of the day, I try to take the Holy Spirit inside me by asking God help or not. If the Holy Spirit is not working inside me, I received already the Holy Spirit. We received all the Holy Spirit in the baptism. But I have to work with that. I have to work with that. Number one, the repentance. I have to know my weaknesses. I have to say to God, okay, I come back to you. I'm kneeling. I want to repent. This is number one. I told you, Saint John the Baptist, he said, you have to repent. before Jesus Christ comes to you, and he will baptize you by the Holy Spirit, by the water and the Holy Spirit. Why St. John said repent before? Why he didn't say you have to repent and that's it? No, you have to repent first, and after that you are ready. You are ready to receive the Holy Spirit. Repentance is also coming from inside, by the someone, like, for example, I stay by my myself with myself, and I say, okay, what I did, and what this is my weaknesses, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and I'm asking God help, and asking God also the forgiveness, and then go, the second part is a confession. Because Abuna will give me the absolution, and now I renew the baptism again. I renew the baptism again. Then let the Holy Spirit work inside me as a power, as the energy. You can imagine, for example, if I open the water and I wanna, for example, like to receive, to have water from in my home, and it's freezing and there is no heat. I can't receive water. I can't have water inside with me. That's why very important to know that if I'm not opening that tube between me and between God during the day, I will not receive the Holy Spirit. I can't receive the fruit of the Holy Spirit too. Let's work with the Holy Spirit in every day, every single day in the morning. During also this, let's doing like a job in the morning, asking the Holy Spirit work inside me. We know very well that the third hour we are talking to the Holy Spirit in Agabea. That's why let's do that during the fast of apostles, asking the Holy Spirit to work inside me, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us and Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to heaven, and his sister at the hand of his Father. He is coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead. So come shine no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who sees in the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who was spoken by a prophet, and one holy Catholic apostolic church. We confess matters for the sins of sins.
We look for the resurrection.
Amen. Schlieele Flogison.
Ebe bros of Kista City.
Es moere nepasi. Corruption and death, which in the world from the enemy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace by which all of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and kiss the Holy
Lord. Have mercy.
According to your good will, O God, fill our hearts with you. From all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil intellects. And make us all worthy, your master, to greet one another with the Holy Kings, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift, in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with the holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord, who art Jesus Christ, Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer an order, stand with trembling, look towards the east, let us attend.
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sin. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved us. Have mercy of
the Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Axeion kezinkeo. Oh. Anseon kezinke on Elisos rochenum es mi axeon kezinke on. O you who are master, Lord God of truth, being before the ages a reigning forever. Who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. The Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers. Before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the power. You are here on whom stand the cherubim full of eyes. And a seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, created us and placed us in the paradise of joy. While we disobeyed your commandment by the guile of the serpents,
We fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us with your Holy Spirit. And in the last day you have manifested yourself to us who are sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who with the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary.
Was
incarnate and became man and taught of the eyes of salvation. He granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. All of his own who are in the world and gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross. From the dead on the third day, the third day ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father, he has appointed a day for recompense on which will appear to judge the world in righteousness, and give each one according to his deeds.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Of Kudin on Echrim, punish the misery and sentiment of Sevis. If the Shganity fi Efumo, Chaib Onchem Pikol Mos.
Estevo.
Afichi. Ejenev yiget o abinat atsini o muenat tolib o emakariyon o ghen reftan khu. Afghanistan shoy et fearuk fietefuf en yotefnuti awefni ventan niven et afshepegmon.
Amen.
Afes moeron. And again,
as
Auf tiefen Nieten rufen Ageus im Ratitis. Euer Apostolus et Oeb. Evgoemus. Tec. Ito vit all of you. For this is my body, it shall be broken for you and for many to be given for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
Oeni ti ompike afut minin sampidi ipnon. Aftot fevolken o irpenem umo u et afshipegmut.
Amen.
Af esmo eros.
Amen.
Af enage yenzinem uf. Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, shall be shed for you and for many. To be given for the remission of sins, do this in remembrance of me.
This is also true.
Evolchem pai oikum fai oentetem su evolchem pai afot fai eriten eoishem pamu eriten er omologin entanasta asis Eretin ilim pamevi shanti
Amin, amin, amin Ton sanaton so kireye katan gelome Ketina geyen so
Passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into the heavens, is sitting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heavens, O Son full of glory, we offer unto you a gift from what is yours for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
We praise you, we bless you, we serve you. Giving from the remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Make us all worthy, O Master, to partake of your holiness and to perfection of our souls, our body and our spirit, that we may become one body and one spirit, and may share an inheritance with all the saints who have bliss in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church. These which you have acquired into yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in her. Foremost, remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop, our Patriarch, Baba Ambatawa Drunzasa.
For High Priest Pope Baba Tawadros II, Pope Patriarch and High Priest of the great city of Alexandria, and for his brothers in the Apostolic Ministry, and all the Orthodox bishops.
Lord have mercy.
And those who write the find the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church. To shepherd your flock in peace, remember, O Lord, the Orthodox hegumens, priests, and deacons.
Pray for the hegumens, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants, and all who are in virginity, and the purity of your faithful people, remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us all.
Have mercy upon us.
Remember, O Lord, the safety of this place, which you are in every place, and in every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
pray for the salvation of the world and the city of ours and all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who dwell in third and in God faith, richly accord, O Lord, to the air of heaven, the fruit of the air, the waters of the river, the sea, the herb, and the plant of the field is here. Bless them.
Pray from the air, the heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters, the rivers, the seas, the herds, and the plants of the field, that Christ our God may bless them, bring them to perfection and peace without harm, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Grant them to their measure according to grace. Give joy to the face of the earth, made for it be abundantly watered, and its fruit be plentiful. Prepare it for sow and harvesting. Manage our life as deemed fit. Bind the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, O you who give food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficiency in everything, always may abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto this gate, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all the heavenly rest.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
So, Lord, command of your only begotten that we share a commemoration of your saints. Richly accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have been in the beginning, our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Confessors, and all the spirit of the righteous who consummated in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory and virgin, holy Theotokos and Mary, who truly gave birth to God, that and Saint John, the Father, Baptist, and Martin, and Stephen, the Archdeacon, the Pro-Martin, the Beholder of God, Saint Mark, the Evangelist, the Apostle, and the the Patriarch and Savior of Church Discourse, and Ascendant of Apostolic, Saint Peter, O Martyr, and High Priest, Saint John Rhazestum, Saint Cyrdesian, Saint Sophia, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory, Saint Logion, Saint Gregory, the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory, the Armenian, the 318 Sylvan and Nicaea, the 150 Constable and the 200 at Ephesus. Nempeniuten nige ospenesti av Antonius, nempesni av Pavli. Nempi shomtes o av Ava Makari, nemni shire tiro en stavrovorums. Nempeniut ava Ioannes pi omenus, nempeniut ava pisho epimis mi per omen teleios, Vim in ritent ben sotirin. Asus nempeniot Baba ava kirellos, bimason impenyon arshiz yakun, Habib Gergis, and all the choir of your saints, through whose prayer and supplications have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessing be with us. Amen. Glory be to you, O Lord. Lord, have mercy.
Those, O Lord, and everyone whose names we have mentioned, and those whose names we have not mentioned, those whom each one in mind, and those who are not in our minds, and those who have fallen asleep and repose in the faith of Christ, graciously, O Lord, remember the soul of your servant, Subhi Habib Sarwat Talat Alfi Ilayya. برلنتي من تيادي ادوار من تيادي نظمي من تيادي حلمي يسا فوزي يعقوب عزت زكي مهر يعقوب زكي غالي زكري فوزي مشرقي بشارة Graciously, O Lord, repose on their soul in the bottom of our holy father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in the green pasture by the water of rest in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your saints.
Lord, have mercy.
Those, O Lord, whose soul you have taken repose in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in that place. And we too, who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith, and grant us your peace unto the end. Lead us throughout the way into your kingdom, that as in this also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted in everything, honored and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved, and then the Holy Spirit.
Again, let us give thanks to God the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For he also made us worthy now to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve His holy name. Let us also ask Him to make us worthy of the communion and partaking of His divine and immortal mystery. Christos in je pipanto curator principenuti.
Amen, amen, pray.
Logos and the Father, God was before the ages, the great high priest, was incarnated and became man for the salvation of mankind. And out of all nations, He called unto Him a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation of justified people. Sent the Holy Spirit upon the apostles on the day of Pentecost, and He came upon each one of them like divided tongues of fire, and filled them with every knowledge, every understanding, and every spiritual wisdom according to your faithful promise. And they spoke in every language, and they preached your holy name to all the nations. Peter and Paul, the apostles, the shadow of one healed the sick, whereas the conscience and apron of the other caused diseases to depart and evil spirits to go out, after they had preached the gospel on the kingdom. Then to all the nations, their blood was shed for your namesake, and they received the crown of apostleship and that of martyrdom.
Kyrie eleison.
granted his holy disciples and honored apostles the descent of the Spirit, the Paraclete, upon them, and gave them authority to work healings, wonders, and miracles. They preached to us your holy name and restored us to the true faith of the Holy Trinity. We praise you, bless you, glorify you, and give thanks unto you on account of these great gifts. And we ask you, O Master, to grant us also the forgiveness of our sins.
Eleison, Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy.
Purify our hearts, our souls, our bodies, and our spirits, so that with a pure heart we may boldly venture without fear to cry unto your Holy Father who art in heaven, and say, Our Father.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Save the Amen with the spirit and the fear of God. Let us attend.
Amen. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Tangi eti sangis prointos kriosos Christos ios theos aias mos en ebneumangion ami.
Iso panagios patir, iso panagios eos. En to panagion ebnema.
Amen. Άγιον και ημετήμιον αληθινόν εις ο Χριστό το Υιό του Θεού μου.
Αμήν.
Άγιον τίμιον σώμα και αληθινόν εις ο Χριστό το Υιό του Θεού ημών. Αμήν. Of in ten men we penalty, fine pen can with me on me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I believe, I believe, I believe to the last, confess that and confess the last bread that this is thy body of our Lord, the living body of our Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ. Took from our Lady, the Lady of Souls, the Holy Theotokos of St. Mary. He made it one with His divinity without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy wood of the cross of His own will for us all. Truly I believe that His divinity parted not from His humanity for a single moment in a twinkling of an eye, giving for us from salvation remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of Him. I believe, I believe, I believe that this is so. In truth, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe, I believe that this is so. In truth, amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate, heavenly and holy mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
In the firmament of his power.
For his might. Remember us. والآن محبة الله لا يبدأ بكل نعمة ابن الوحيد ربنا ولكن يسوع المسيح شركة وموهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جميعكم وتدهو فيكم امدوا بالسلام سلام من ربي يكون معكم أمين.